on Southeast AgNet, continuing a series about higher density plantings which might allow citrus growers to cope better with citrus greening disease by giving them high levels of citrus production fast. University of Florida researcher Kelly Morgan tells what it takes to make high-density plantings work. He also discusses the extensive research being conducted around the citrus belt that will eventually give growers wishing to pursue high-density plantings the information they need to make it work.
We're going to have to manage our water better and our nutrients, so we're looking at those. And we feel very confident just in the short number of years, 2 to 3 years that most of these studies are in place, that we can do that and offer that to the growers as a management tool to combat HLB.
I assume that part of your research is trying different things so you can make the best recommendation for getting those high-density plantings into the best production as quickly as possible.
That's right. We have plantings now in the flatwood areas, both in southwest Florida, Indian River, and around Lake Okeechobee. We have plantings along the ridge. So we're looking at all soil and water conditions to see exactly how we need to manage production in those specific areas. And we're doing them at different densities so that when we collect enough data, hopefully by the time they're about 5 years old, we can do an economic analysis and determine which rootstocks, and that's going to be key to it, which rootstocks are compatible with cyans at what densities, and we'll have an economic justification of what those densities will be.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.